afternoon, our sermon is on gratitude. I know that most of us are exhausted from the fair. Or maybe you worked really late last night at a hospital, or you've been taking care of people, so many people. So sit back in these uncomfortable pews, or stand as your body tells you to, and exhale. Let's take a moment to look down at our feet. Perhaps they are like mine, they ache a little from standing. And you've been working in the kitchen or running around making sure that everything comes out all right. Wiggle those toes. Just wiggle them. Can you feel them? Thank God for your strong feet that support your weight and carry you from place to place. Maybe your knee is injured. I'm thinking about you, Jane. And you can't support your weight. Thank God for your crutches. Now turn towards any place in your body right now, bless you, that has any injury or pain. And say thank you for all it has done in the past. And send loving kindness to it as we pray for full healing and fullness of use. It is no problem. I have a microphone. Just so you know, we love babies and I have a mic, so we're all good. Glance down at your hands. Do you see your hands? Can you wiggle your fingers? Wiggle them and link them together, saying thank you for all the ways your hands serve to help you do all the things you do each and every day. This is a practice of gratitude. Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough. The only prayer you ever said was thank you, that would be enough. Like, I could stop the sermon, but I'm going to go on. It is the season of gratitude, as Thanksgiving is upon us, but gratitude is a gift we can give to ourselves all year long. A few years ago, we shared Thanksgiving with another family, and they made this simple tree. They just grabbed some branches from outside, stuck them in some rocks, and they cut out paper leaves, traced them in the shapes of regular leaves, or you could use regular leaves. We've got an amazing family school teacher here. She knows how to do all the fun stuff. And they wrote and invited all of us to write things we were thankful for on the leaves. And we hooked them up on our branches. And that was the centerpiece. So beautiful. I love Thanksgiving for so many reasons. And I think the aspect I love the most is gratitude. The other thing I love is not having to buy presents. Can I get an amen? Perhaps this year you might want to create a gratitude tree for your own Thanksgiving table and invite everyone to write down what they are thankful for. I love to save place settings and words like this in my junk drawer. Why? Because when I'm searching for a pencil or a magnet or a paperclip, I stumble upon memories from past meals. I don't save a lot of things, but I save these past meal place cards. I love seeing the names of people who sat at our table who are no longer alive, because I love knowing that there's still evidence that we once all ate together. So make the name cards and make the leaves. Write down these memories of gratitude. See if they trigger hope and happiness. Gratitude for those who are no longer with us strengthens our resiliency and binds us to the past. Let us take a moment to remember those who we used to celebrate Thanksgiving with and say thank you for the memories. That we still say their names matter. Tell stories about Thanksgivings of the past this year. Remember your loved ones who are not with you for any reason this year. This is another way to be grateful. I received a phone call from Robin Miller the other day. And you know Robin, she's always rejoicing, even in the midst of concerns and stress. Robin said, I could share this story with you guys because she believes when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So you should Google that song because it's amazing. It's a great gospel song. Also, Chance the Rapper does it. I love that version as well. Robin is always going on and on about how much God is working in her life. I just love her outlook. Robin's mom is in the rehab hospital and her health is precarious. Her husband Jim's got back issues, really painful back issues. And she's asking for us to pray for her as she has a lumpectomy scheduled next week. But when some of us would cry, woe is me, Robin tells me about all the ways God is looking out for her. A car that ran a red light didn't hit her because something told her to wait. A dead car battery gets jumped by a friend who just happened to be in the parking lot at the local hospital when their car dies. Here's a thing about Robin. She sees blessings when others see strife. She thanks God all the time and calls out praises. Even when everything's not all right, Robin lifts her praises up. There are heartaches and worries and pain and the possibility of cancer. And yet the answer is, thank you, God. Thank you for accompanying us on this journey so we don't have to do it all alone. Gratitude is the parent of all emotions, according to Cicero. In today's scripture, Psalm 100, we hear a brief song of praise. It's a song of thanksgiving, the kind of songs that Robin keeps singing in the middle of the trials of life. I love the Psalms because if we read them, they can teach us how to pray. In the Psalms, we find the most basic starter prayers. Help and thanks are some of the best ways to begin to address God. If you're struggling with your prayer life, grab your Bible, open it to the Psalms, and skim through until you find one that resonates with what is going on in your life right now. And then try something new. Read it out loud. How does a psalm resonate differently for you when you say it out loud, rather than you read it? Psalms were meant to be spoken or sung. What happens if you turn that reading into a prayer? Psalm 100 is a Thanksgiving prayer. No, it's not an idealized Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving we may struggle to find but not necessarily have at our own tables. But it is a prayer of thanksgiving. In it, we are told to know God. God is greater than all our smallness and desire to make God in our own image. Thank God I can't fit God into my pocket or make God look exactly like me. That sure wouldn't be much of a God. We approach God with a password. Thank you. What if we started our prayers to say to God with, thank you, thank you, thank you. Repetition of our gratitude helps. It's okay to say thank you and need help. It's okay to say thank you and lament. God can handle it. No matter what we are going through, God's seen worse. God's got you today, tomorrow, and always. For that, we can say thank you. I love the final stanza of Psalm 100, where we learn that God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal, always, and forever. That promise can heal the pain left by human error. We have been hurt by others. We will hurt others. Hi, sweetie. And yet God, love and loyalty endures forever. We are wrapped in everlasting arms, embraced and loved and chosen from our birth to death. And then we are carried home. Praising God is always a good thing to do. Practicing gratitude does marvelous things for us. Listen to this. Neuroscience reveals that practicing gratitude can improve your sleep quality and reduces feelings of anxiety and depression. Furthermore, playing with babies will also cheer you up. Furthermore, levels of gratitude correlate. It's a way of practicing gratitude to better moods and less fatigue and inflammation, reducing the risk of heart failure, even for those who are susceptible. When we are grateful, it releases dopamine. We've been hearing a lot about dopamine in here. And this is this powerful chemical, especially if you release it yourself with such healthy ways, like saying, thank you. And it brings a sense of joy. Psychologists suggest writing down what we are grateful for is a key activity to teach our brains how to be grateful. I love these simple suggestions. Here are three things you can do just to rewire your brain. One, keep a daily journal of things you are grateful for. List at least three things. You can list the same things over and over. That is fine. Don't be like, oh, I can't think of another new thing. It can be the same thing. Thank God I have a house. You know, I am so grateful for my house. If it's just your house and you have heat and you have water, hallelujah. The best times for writing in your journal, this is a good thing to think about, is when you first wake up in the morning or right before you go to bed. It helps train your brain. Make it a point to tell people in your life what you appreciate about them on a daily basis. Like, say I love you. It's awesome. When you look in the mirror, give yourself a moment to think about a quality or lots of them you like about yourself or something you have accomplished. Give yourself some affirmation. You are amazing. I think everyone in this room is amazing. Tell yourself that you're amazing. What if we gave ourselves permission to experiment with gratitude for the next month? I know I often wake up worried. Maybe my back is stiff or there's too much to do, but I'm going to try to write down three things I'm thankful for. Personally, it is overwhelming to imagine Reed no longer alive. So I'm going to write down every day, so glad Reed's not dead yet. Awesome. So glad. See, that's not something I really thought about a month ago. Who knew? Perhaps your partner is no longer alive. What can you be grateful for the time you had together? I know that if I can get outside and walk in the woods, forest bathing as I like to call it, I feel ever so much better. Regardless of the weather or my morning mood, walking sloughs off my melancholy. What actions or exercises do you do to change your mood? How can you move your body, read, meditate, or do something in a way that shifts your mood to gratitude? As we move through Thanksgiving into Advent, waiting for the birth of Jesus, let us practice gratitude. My goodness, gratitude can heal so many ailments, it seems foolish not to give it a try. See, I'm not always great at being grateful. Last week I told you I'm not always kind. This week, confessions, I am not always grateful. So I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm saying this is a good thing we should be trying. I'm in the I need to be trying category. But let's try shifting to singing praises. Literally singing, because singing shifts your mood. So, you know, you can do some of the amazing things that Steve G does. Turn on the music. Make some music. It will help you feel more grateful. Imagine what gratitude might do for you. We have not been promised easy lives, but we can shift the frame. We can move our lens, as one of my friends who's a professional photographer talks about, to zoom in and focus on what matters to us. Let's focus on gratitude. When I look around this meeting house, I'm so grateful that I get to do the work of being a Christian beside each of you. May the praises go up and the blessings come down everywhere. May everyone receive grace and love and hope. Amen.